An extract from the UL News's SODC update is about the new electric waste vehicles that have been purchased. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse District Councils have taken delivery of their second electric waste collection and street cleansing vehicle, which produces 70% fewer carbon emissions than its diesel predecessor. Part of the council's ambitions to reduce their carbon emissions and move towards net zero. The new vehicle, an Iveco E-Daily cage tipper, was delivered to the councils at the Cullum depot of their waste contractor Biffa last month. It is being used throughout both districts by crews as part of their work on street cleansing, emptying litter bins, picking up waste collected on litter picks, and clearing rubbish left as fly tips. It replaces a diesel tipper truck, which covered approximately 33,000 miles a year. By changing to an electric tipper waste vehicle, the council expect to save more than 13 tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent a year with this one vehicle alone. This is a 70% reduction on the previous diesel truck. As well as having the tipper function, the new vehicle has a tools compartment, making it easier for crews to keep street cleaning gear easy to access and separate from the waste itself. The vehicle, like most electric vehicles, is also quieter than diesel and petrol vehicles. And there is a photograph of this very smart vehicle with Councillors Sue Cooper and Anne-Marie Simpson looking proudly on.